Today marks more than the expansion of a factory. It marks the expansion of Ghana's industrial ambition. The phase two expansion of B5 Plus is not an isolated investment. It is part of a broader structural shift in our economy from dependence on raw material exports to value-added industrial production. Steel consumption is a strong indicator of industrial development. Across emerging economies, per capita steel consumption rises in tandem with infrastructure growth, urbanization, and industrial expansion. Ghana's annual steel demand is estimated at over 1.2 million metric tons, driven mainly by construction, energy infrastructure, mining, and manufacturing. Historically, a significant portion of this demand has been met through importation, and which has placed pressure on our foreign exchange reserves. The expansion of this facility strengthens domestic capacity to substitute those imports, to save us foreign exchange, to improve our trade balance, to stabilize our supply chains, and to reduce exposure to global price volatility. If we reduce steel imports by even 20 to 30% annually, the foreign exchange savings alone could amount to hundreds of millions of dollars. This is what industrial sovereignty is about. Ladies and gentlemen, Ghana is uniquely positioned in West Africa. We're politically stable. We host the Secretariat of the African Continental Free Trade Area. We have deep water ports in Tema and Takrade. We have an expanding energy infrastructure. So this creates a strategic opportunity for domestic and foreign investors. Under the African Continental Free Trade Area, a market of 1.4 billion people with a combined GDP exceeding 3 trillion is gradually opening up for intra-African trade. Steel products manufactured here in Ningo can serve the ECOWAS construction markets, the Sahelian infrastructure projects, mining operations across West Africa, cement and mineral processing industries across the whole sub-region. Instead of importing steel from Asia or Europe, West Africa can source competitively from Ghana's manufacture. This is a regional value chain integration in real practice.